Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Snell Nation. I was away for a few weeks. I was only able to get a little bit of content up, but now I'm back home. I'm all settled in. And you know what? I figure, why not just dive right into things? So today is my birthday, which, you know, hey, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Yada, yada, yada. I'm now 39 years young, as they say. Yippee. but now I'm in. I've got everything set up. My mic, all my audio stuffs, everything's good to go. So the first thing I wanted to talk about that just kind of kept, you know, popping up here, it would have to be Pride Month. And, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, whenever I talk about, you know, Pride Month with different people, there's always, you know, these disclaimers. It's just like when you talk about Black History Month, there's always these little, like, you know, well, you know, I kind of can understand, but, you know, and have you considered this or that, or, you know, well, what about this angle or that angle, you know, but hey, you know, this might come off as this or that, but I'm going to say it anyway, you know, so yeah, I don't play that game. I just believe in being direct and being honest and let the chips fall where they may. Even though we live in this cancel culture, you know, where people are so afraid to put any of their ideas or their opinions out there, especially if it exists outside of the approved spectrum of thought or the approved spectrum of conversation, people are terrified. And I can understand that because, well, no one wants to lose their job or lose their ability to provide for their family. So it's best to just, you know, keep your mouth shut and all that good stuff, which, yeah, I guess I can kind of get that. But then at the same time, well, with me personally, I found that it was becoming harder and harder to just sort of bite my tongue and, you know, see something that doesn't make sense or something where I believe more clarification is required, and then not saying anything. So I just, and as I stated in another podcast, you know, 2020 it changed a lot of us, some for better, some for worse. With me, you know, I reached a point where, you know, I feel like I have to speak up in different situations. You know, obviously I'm tactful about it to an extent. I try not to be condescending or insulting, but I can't just stand there. So I've already talked about, I mean, everyone knows my feelings on Black History Month and how worthless and pointless and ridiculous and how much of a corporate cash grab division tool that it's turned into. And I've also talked about Juneteenth, the latest addition to the politician race hustling toolkit to help with sow more seeds of division and help line the pockets of a few people. So we come to Pride Month, and it's something I wanted to talk about for a long time, but I wanted to make sure, you know, I for one, that I fully understand, you know, when it comes to holidays, when it comes to periods of official periods of celebration, that sort of thing, you know, I always like to do a bit of research just to make sure that, hey, I understand exactly, well, its purpose. It still won't change, you know, my overall position on what it's become. And I feel the same way about this as I feel about Black History Month and about Juneteenth. It's more of a focus on, hey, we're different, and then just focus on what makes us different rather than us coming together. And of course, it becomes another corporate cash grab. And I found some somewhat hilarious examples of that. So at Pride Month, it's a celebration of LGBTQ, which is lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, Pride Month. It occurs in the month of June. It came about from the 1969 Stonewall Riots, which took place at the Stonewall Inn, which was a tavern in Manhattan that some police tried to close. There was a lot of protests going on, clashes with the police, protests that proceeded after this incident. And this was June 28th through July 3rd, 1969. And going forward, there were just more protests, and it became a movement known as gay liberation. So you have that. It's an incredibly sad story. I watched a documentary on it. What I got from it was just a another one of those situations where there's this overextension of law enforcement or the state, bloated government agencies, just sort of extending that long arm out there and dictating things, and it doesn't always end well. In this particular case, there was a lot of ties to the mafia in New York, and there was a lot of bribery going on, a lot of police corruption and all that as well, that played a factor in this madness that happened, this unfortunate situation. But that's the foundation. Yes, there's more to it. I highly recommend that everyone go back and, you know, if you have time, there's some great documentaries, some great books, and some great audiobooks to just kind of to fill in the holes. But that's where the gay liberation movement began, or I guess that's the big moment that people reach back to. And when it comes to Pride Month, that's the foundation. So here we are. We're in 2021. And there are a lot of, you know, there's the religious angle, of course. You'll have a lot of people, of course, going to the Bible, and it's pretty clear on what the Bible says about gay lesbian relationships and that sort of thing. And I was raised as a Christian, so we've had plenty of sermons that were the fire and brimstone, and a man lieth with another man is an abomination, and you know, all those wonderful scriptures. And of course, for me, I've lived longer as a agnostic, studying different religions, than as a Christian, which I was just raised as one as a child. So that's an angle that I'm not too concerned with. It's more of a focus on what's the point. What is the point of the event? It's the same thing with Black History Month. People go on and on about it, or about Juneteenth. They'll go on and on about how vital it is. And then I ask the question, well, how vital is it? What does it actually accomplish? And of course, with Juneteenth, you know, it's this focus on, okay, you know, slavery ending, yada yada yada, and that gets a little confusing because, you know, at the same time, you know, go back 14 months ago, you were tearing down statues saying, hey, you don't want to remember slavery. We don't need all these symbols of slavery, all these reminders. It's so awful and horrible. We have to destroy them all. And then now, hey, let's start erecting all these new holidays that remind us of slavery. It's like, all right, so you tell me that an event was tragic and horrible, and we've moved a great deal past it, then you'll say, hey, well, we need reminders of it. Well, hey, we don't need reminders of it. And then at the same time, we have our corporations dipping in to make a little bit of money, which, yeah, that definitely shows just how genuine they are and how much they truly care. And, you know, Pride Month is no exception. And you'll have these companies that did not care about these particular communities, the LGBTQ community. And then they'll come up with all these elaborate, Lego. Lego company has this Everyone is Awesome set. And I was looking at it, and it's got all the colors of the rainbow. And it's something that they just threw together. And of course, it's more expensive than a lot of their other sets, because, you know, that's nothing says they care like jumping on to something that they have determined to be a trend, a upward trending fad, and wanting to make a little bit of cash, because, you know, my profits. You know, that's just where their heads are at. But people want to pretend like they genuinely care about these communities. So now there's another wonderful month-long event where all these companies can, you know, make all this money. Like Skittles can throw out their pride packs, which I took a look at that. I don't get it, but yeah, all white Skittles, and I'm not sure how that translates to you supporting them. Are you donating money to a charity or something? I don't understand it. And then you'll have, you know, politicians just shilling, and you know they're posing in all these pictures and all, you know, rainbow flags, all that stuff. And these same people, you go back 10 years, and you just they did not care about this stuff. They did not care about this community that believes that they're being marginalized. They didn't care 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years ago, but they're in a, you know, they're running for re-election or something, and you know, they determine that, oh, this community, you know, this percentage of that community, they're voters. Oh, well, we need their vote. Well, I guess I got to go take a picture in front of a rainbow flag, you know. And that's the extent of it. But when I talk to people, they'll talk about some of these politicians and, you know, even with Obama, and they'll say, well, he did this and he did that. He showed all this support, you know, for gay and lesbian communities and, you know, and for Pride Month and all that. It's like, well, not really. What did he actually do? He just got in some pictures, stood next to a rainbow flag, and hugged and pretended to like a handful of people, and then walked away and went on about his business like most politicians. But people will look at that and think, oh, yeah, this person cares, you know. And I just, this past month, I've just seen endless photos of people posing in all these pictures talking about how much they care about a community that they never showed that they cared about ever before. Or when they did, it was just at that particular time, just in the month of June. I mean, does anyone find it interesting how these corporations, like they'll have all these rainbow colors up and all this quote unquote support, genuine support. And then the first week of July, without skipping a beat, they just paint right over all that stuff. Rolls right into, you know, right into the next holiday or whatever, the next trend, the next opportunity for them to make money. The politician rolls into whatever the next thing is or the next voting group that they need to gain some ground on. You know, well, February, we had Black History Month. We got all the black votes. I think we're good there. We did all the pandering, kissed a couple black babies. You know, Juneteenth. All right. Yeah, we pretended like we really care about slavery and all that kind of stuff that happened. So, yeah, we got that. And, you know, a multicultural day. Well, I guess I got to do this. Oh, Pacific Islander Day. Well, I guess I got to pretend to be interested in this. Pride Month. Well, I guess I have to pretend to care about this community that I don't really know much about and didn't really care about up until now because I'm running for re-election. You know, that's where the mindset is. And I guess, for me, the problem I have is it's not necessarily with Pride Month itself. The same thing with Black History Month. I guess it's just what it gets morphed into or how it gets repurposed and hijacked a lot of times. I mean, we could go back and forth on, you know, the rights and the wrongs based on the Bible and all that stuff. That's a completely separate conversation. You know, I just want to talk about the purpose. You know, what does it actually do? Who benefits from this and who doesn't? Does it actually raise awareness? Because a lot of people like to say that, raise awareness. It's about raising awareness. Yeah. I hear that a lot about, you know, when it comes to race relations, when it comes to the black community. You know, it'll go back to this whole, like, we need to raise awareness. Like, it's 2021. If someone doesn't understand, if someone doesn't know about slavery or about racism or any of those things, then, you know, I don't think they want to know at this point. They're just willfully ignorant and they're just ignoring all that stuff. If you don't know about gay and lesbian communities and all that stuff and that it's a thing, those things, it's here, that's what's happening, then you've been living under a rock or you don't want to know, you know. So what is this? This whole, you know, raise awareness. I think we're good there. We're good on awareness. Everybody knows, for the most part, what's happening. What, you know, all the individual little subgroups that we've been divided into arbitrarily, and that most of us have accepted and we've identified with, and that's just a part of our identity and who we are. We're good there. And let me add, that's incredibly dangerous, you know, to of course live in that mindset, to have that identity group that you're connected with. It makes it almost impossible to have a productive, meaningful, forward-thinking conversation, because once that takes hold and you're part of that identity group, and someone says something that may be contrary to your narrative or what you've accepted, it'll feel like an attack on your very identity. And I'm going to get plenty of examples of this, because once I upload this podcast, and I have podcast art in there, and I come with some title, you know, the problem I have with Pride Month, I guarantee you half the people won't even listen to this entire recording. They'll just look at the title, they'll look at the podcast art, and they'll make an assumption. And that assumption will be wrong, but they'll feel like it's a personal attack on who they are as a person, or, you know, or whatever, and take that leap and will label me. I've already had the label of, what was it? Well, I'm black, so it's hard to call me a racist in 2021. So they'll call me an internalized racist, or someone will call me self-loathing, or a coon, or race traitor, or whatever. Then I'll make comments about men and women having different roles, not being the same. Women can't do everything men can do in heels, and men can't do everything women can do. You know, we have different traits. We're meant to complement each other. I think that's just a reasonable statement to make. But someone will say that you're being a misogynist, you're being a sexist. So then we come to this, where I think that nothing should be taboo. We should be able to sit down and have a conversation on the purpose of some of these holidays and some of these traditions, and, you know, what purpose does it actually serve? Who benefits? Who doesn't benefit? You know, and look at the foundations. And looking at Pride Month, it has a very tragic and healthy foundation. But what is it doing now? Now, I looked at quite a few pictures and recordings and stuff on YouTube from some different events, and saw a lot of, I would call it disturbing things, and a lot of things involving teens, and some that people would consider, maybe, I don't know, they might call them children, you know, 11, 12 years old, participating in some of these events. You know, that's where you lose me, because I'll never understand that aspect of it. I don't think I really need to. They shouldn't be there, but that's a whole nother conversation that I think is worth having, and I'd love to have someone from the community or someone that would like to come on and talk about that angle as well, because that's the whole point of all this. It's to be able to have a conversation, to share our opinions, even if we disagree. You know, if we disagree, that's fine. We can think differently about different things and still be civil and still have a meaningful conversation, as long as we're not personally attacking anyone. And as I've said plenty of times, you know, my focus is on attacking ideals, concepts, you know, ideologies. Not people, because that's a complete waste of time. So I wanted to try to keep this under 20 minutes. I don't think I'm going to make it. I don't think I'm going to make it. But it was just something. Just seeing all the shilling and all the propaganda and the grandstanding, of course, that we get from our politicians in D.C. especially. And plenty at the state level, you know, where people pretend to be interested in certain things, and they'll break out their, they'll dust off their rainbow flag, and You know, they'll throw that up. You know, even though they have no idea, no clue, even what that flag is all about. And here's a little nugget for those who don't know. You know, the flag itself, it was created by Gilbert Baker. He was a gay rights activist, created the flag. It was the late 1970s, like 1978. And it became the symbol of the gay liberation movement. So the flag, it originally had 8 colors. And each color actually means something. It's not just, you know, some people believe it was something that was ripped from the Bible, the representation of God's covenant that he had with Noah, I believe, is where some people believe it was ripped from. But each of the colors, when it was designed, originally had 8. You'll mostly see it with 6, so it fits in line with a lot of other flags. Originally it had the color of pink, which is for sex, red for life, orange for healing, yellow for sun, green for nature, turquoise for magic, blue for serenity, and purple for spirit. Now, today, 6 colors, you typically won't see the pink or the turquoise. Those 2 colors are typically not on the flag. But hey, I would love to talk to any of these politicians as they pose in front of the flag, and, you know, they'll have a couple members of the community, a particular community, and want to show their support. I'd love to ask them, hey, can you tell me a little bit about the history of this flag? You know, can you tell me anything about it? You know, this neighborhood that you're standing in, these people that you're using to get votes, like, is there anything, do you really care? So anyway, I went a little longer than expected, but that's my problem. You know, my problem is that we have all these celebrations, all these events, and I feel like people won't sit still long enough just to even look around it and see if it really, you know, what purpose does this serve? Who's actually gaining the most from this, and who's not gaining anything at all? You know, who is this actually for? And I keep looking at these holidays, I keep looking at these celebrations, and it feels like more and more that it's for the corporations. It's an opportunity to make money. It's an opportunity for, you know, race hustlers and hate peddlers to sow more seeds of division, more focus on what makes us different rather than what makes us similar, which is a much longer list, believe it or not. And for the corporations to step in, and they can make all their little products and everything, and the t-shirts with, in this case, they'll throw some rainbow flags on there, even though they won't have a clue what it stands for. And they'll sell a couple of t-shirts and some toys and some Legos blocks in different colors. And then promptly on July the 1st, they'll shove all that stuff into the closet for next year and pretend like this whole thing never happened. So, just a few of my thoughts. Thanks for listening. Snell Nation out.